861.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 20th of April, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, no new cases of COVID-19. We got 5 active cases on the Isle of Man. No one in hospital. Vaccine passports, yes or no? A Manx company's bought Stobart Air and Carlisle Airport. Will the Isle of Man Bank remain the government's banker? Who's damaging our footpaths? And there are 752 people self-isolating post-lockdown 3, Freedom Day number 2. It's Flume-Free Tuesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Pastor Mai, Tessa Hawley.
Pastor Mai, plans for a debate over the revised exit strategy from COVID-19 have been missed off the Timwald order paper. Howard Quayle told the court he was expecting to have it tomorrow, something which came as a surprise to his political colleagues. He was told politicians must have the text of any motion before debate can take place. No new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the island in the last 24 hours. The number of active cases remains at 5. Recruitment for new baggage handlers at Ronaldsway Airport is underway. Menzies Aviation, which provides customer ramp and cargo handling services, is recruiting 12 full-time ramp agents. That's despite the island's borders remaining at level 4. Elsewhere, the 14 Premier League clubs which aren't involved in the European Super League have unanimously and vigorously rejected the plans for the competition. The government is also in agreement, saying every possibility is being explored to ensure the proposals are stopped. The European Medicines Regulator has found a possible link between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine and very rare blood clots, but experts insist the benefit of the jab still far outweigh the risks of side effects. And Boomtown Festival has been cancelled this year, with organisers saying a lack of government-backed insurance forced its hand. It was meant to take place near Winchester in August. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromayed, thank you. Tessa from the Ronaldsway Met Office. Irish Sea weather indicates no problems in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. On the Isle of Man this evening and tonight, dry and cloudy. A light to moderate north-northeast wind down to 7 degrees. A very pleasant evening so far. For tomorrow, Wednesday, Chukrain, dry, partially cloudy with a light to moderate east-northeasterly, top temperature 11 Celsius, the overnight minimum is 4. And Jordan, Thursday, dry and sunny with a light breeze and 11 degrees. High water, 28 minutes past 6 this evening. Sunset, 29 minutes past 8. Low water is at 19 minutes to 1 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 4 minutes past 6. High water, 27 minutes past 6.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
Work's going on to determine whether vaccine passports will be made available to Manx residents who've received a coronavirus jab. The Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, was asked to provide an update at this month's sitting of Tynwald.
The Department of Health and Social Care, along with the communications team, have worked hard to explain and re-emphasise the huge importance of the vaccination programme. However, whether or not an individual chooses to get vaccinated is a personal choice and must remain a personal choice. As I say, considerably more thought and discussion has to happen before any proposals around vaccination passports are finalised. If the topic does progress further, it's hoped that the requirements for Isle of Man residents will be considered and included in line with other jurisdictions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Morehouse, final supplementary.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Chief Minister. Last week, the UK's leading sports bodies
sent a joint letter to the leaders of the UK main political parties. It encouraged vaccination passports and COVID testing as a credible means of allowing full capacity at venues. The list included the Football Association, the Premier League and many other organisations. Can local people who are eager to go to these events be reassured that if the requirements occur and they've received their vaccinations, they will be able to go? Thank you.
Chief Minister.
Thank you, Mr. President. If Isle of Man residents wish to attend large capacity crowd or large capacity events at off-island venues and vaccine certification becomes a requirement in order to do so, then the Isle of Man, of course, will work to ensure that where an individual might wish to share the details of their vaccination status with a person or organisation, they will be able to do so in a way that is secure and acceptable.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, 24 minutes before six. A Manx company has bought Stobart Air and Carlisle Lake District Airport. Etil, which is based in Victoria Street, Douglas, has signed agreements for the purchase of the airline from Esken Limited. But what impact will this have on you, the passenger, Ewan Gawn?
It's not yet clear whether the purchase will mean anything for day trippers, holiday makers and business travellers from the island. Etil has promised to reveal all in the coming months, with the agreements waiting for sign-off from the bank and other T's to be dotted and I's to be crossed. The sale is due to be complete around May. We know the purchase won't affect Stobart's operation of the existing Aer Lingus franchise, which is contracted to run until December 2022. Pre-COVID, this included over 900 flights weekly across 30 routes, though of course this was greatly reduced during the pandemic. There's a fleet of 13 aircraft operating across Ireland and airports in the UK. Etil's acquisition includes Stobart's jet centre in Southend and associated development sites. The intention is to retain all staff who are employed by Stobart and the Carlisle Airport. So who is Etil? Well, the firm is registered to the Isle of Man and has an office on Victoria Street. It's backed by private investors, but its public face has so far been provided by the Chief Executive Officer, Jason Scales, who also runs the business incubator known as The Hub. In a quote provided to the media, he said Etil sees significant opportunities for increased regional connectivity as economies recover from the impact caused by COVID and the return to stability across the UK and Ireland. Stobart Air said the airline is now well positioned to embrace new opportunities under the new ownership as markets return post-pandemic.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
High-speed craft Mananan left Heysham at 2 o'clock this afternoon. She arrived shortly before 4:15. She's currently in harbour. Next departure tomorrow morning, 8:45. To Heysham, arriving there at 11 o'clock, departing at 2:15 and back on the island about 4:30. Of course, the fast craft didn't recommence her fast craft services to Liverpool. It was due on Thursday 25th, so she's providing cover for the Ben McCree's current period of overhaul till next month, the motorship Arrow providing the freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The leader of Douglas Council believes stopping the horse tramway at the Sefton Hotel will speed up the regeneration of the promenade. David Christian feels laying down the tracks would cause more unneeded disruption to the multi-million pound work. He accepts there aren't many who won't support that view. Mr. Christian spoke to our local Democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
The promenade's the big one, you know, and I think we're all hoping that, you know, there'll be no further delays now to that. I mean, the one element I don't like of it, and I know this will upset people straight away, and this is my view, not necessarily the view of the council, but the horse trams, I literally would be stopping. If I was in Timwood, I'd be voting for them to stop at the cultural zone opposite the Sefton. I wouldn't be looking for them to carry on down Loch Promenade. That should be the horse tram track should be from Strathallan to there, stop, and then let's get the rest of the promenade finished. Not coming back next winter to dig it up and put more tracks in or dig up the roundabouts again and re-block them. They should take that bit of extra time now, block them now, do it in one go, and let's get the hell off the promenade and let those businesses start to fight back again.
The Manx Treasurer is to review its banking business and who carries it out. Treasury Minister Mr Cannon says the target date for the review is March next year, 2022. The Alabama Bank currently holds the position. Mr Cannon was asked for more details by Tynwald members.
The relationship with the Alabama Bank has been a long and historic one, covering a wide variety of daily services and cash transactions. The services provided stretch beyond the usual day-to-day banking arrangements and to include, for example, the issuing of Alabama notes and coins, so a wide variety of services. But I do want to point out, Mr President, take the opportunity that the government does have relationships with a number of other banks other than the Isle of Man Bank. All deposits, for example, are reviewed regularly to ensure compliance with cash guidelines, and deposits are held with Barclays Bank, Santander, Lloyds Bank and HSBC, for example. And honourable members will be aware that we have worked with a variety of banks to ensure that there is a range of lending support available to the private sector, particularly during the COVID crisis.
Supplementary, Mr Speaker.
Is the Minister in a position to advise how much the contract with the Isle of Man Bank is worth?
I think, Mr President, considering that that question was likely to occur, but also considering that we are now considering tendering this process by March 2023, I can't see that providing such value would actually give other competitors a potential advantage. So at this precise point, I'm not willing to divulge that information.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 19 minutes before 6, the UK government's to examine the sale of computer chip designer Arm Holdings to an American company on national security grounds. Japan's SoftBank intended to sell the UK tech company to Nvidia for $40 billion. UK Digital Secretary Oliver Dowden issued an intervention notice for the UK's competition watchdog to assess the implications and prepare a report on the implications of the transaction. Arm Technologies, at the heart of most smartphones and smart devices worldwide, but there were concerns that when the Cambridge-based designer, which licensed its tech to Apple, Samsung and Huawei, amongst others, accepted the offer from Nvidia, the US graphics chip specialist. In January, the competition's markets authority, the CMA, announced it was looking into the deal amid worries it could lead Arm to withdraw, raise prices or reduce the quality of its services to Nvidia's rivals.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks slid into negative territory, with global markets all showing lacklustre sentiment. The dollar steadied by optimism at the pace of the vaccine rollout in Europe and the US. Oil lost ground after previously rising to the highest level in a month. In corporate news, British American Tobacco and Imperial Brands fell after Wall Street Journal reported that the Biden administration's mulling whether to set a legal limit on the nicotine content of cigarettes. Gold eked out gains as a rise in US Treasury yields stalled. The numbers now at the close, reported from Ramsey Crookall, the FTSE 100 in London was down 2% at 6,859. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.5% at 15,129. At 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.9% at 33,782. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down 0.25% at 13,743. And the S&P 500 down 0.9% in Chicago at 4,127. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 US 39.4 cents and €1 15.8 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold up almost 0.4% at $1,777 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down just over 1.25% at $66.26.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. It's 16 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio from the Isle of Man. Housing need in the proposed area plan for the north and west of the island has been reduced following the findings of the last census. The Cabinet Office is seeking feedback on how the development of the region should look. It's the first stage of a lengthy process and follows completion of a similar plan in the east of the Isle of Man. Our local Democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
When the strategic plan was published in 2016, it set out a combined housing need for the north and west of more than 1,500 homes. However, that was based on a prediction of population growth that has since been downplayed by the latest census, which showed a declining population. It means almost 600 fewer dwellings are required, according to the preliminary publicity for the area plan. New homes built since 2011 are also counted towards that target. Just under 500 new homes will therefore need to be built. Findings from the 2021 census, which is due to take place in May, aren't likely to be available until next summer, but the implications of any newly available data could mean the housing need is revised again. There is also a commitment to bring an updated strategic plan to Tynwald before the end of 2023, which will define new housing policies based on the newest census. Members of the public can submit their own feedback on the area plan for the north and west on the government website until the 25th of June.
Manx Radio Sport.
That's to my Tim Glover.
Organisers have announced a fan zone will be introduced for this year's Manx Telecom Parish Walk. It will be at Nocalo Farm in Patrick with a big screen with live video screening. There will also be a number of food and drink outlets with a big entry of 1,600 currently registered. Further safety measures on the roads will be introduced. The road from the Round Table to Dolby will be closed to vehicles between 12:30 and 5 p.m. on the day of the race. Additional feed stations will be set up for walkers in this section, with volunteers and the Civil Defence available to help with first aid and retirements. There will also be some minor amendments to road closures in the north of the island, with one-way systems being put in place to help with the safety of the walkers in the evening. The 85-mile-long parish walk starts at 8 o'clock in the morning at the NSC on Saturday, the 19th of June. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says he doesn't agree with the proposed format of the European Super League. City are one of the six Premier League sides who signed up for the breakaway tournament. It's expected to have neither relegation or promotion, and Guardiola says that's not a proper competition.
A sport is not a sport when the relation between the effort and the success, the effort and reward, doesn't exist. So it's not a sport. So it's not a sport of the success is already guaranteed. It's not a sport and it doesn't matter if you lose.
And those European Super League plans have been unanimously and vigorously rejected by the 14 Premier League clubs who aren't involved in the competition. The government is also in agreement, saying every possibility is being explored to ensure the proposals are stopped.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Oh, by the way, if you want to look around the Isle of Man tonight, if you go to our community tab at manxradio.com, there's a page of 18 webcams. And thank you to John, who dropped me a note to say, I watch the webcam by the sea terminal in Douglas all the time. There's been a road sign tipped over for the past 18 months. What's it all about? Well, maybe we'll find out. One departure, one arrival from Ronald's Way. The 10 to 5 patient transfer Loganair to Liverpool left 20 minutes late at 10 past 5. Back this evening at 20 to 7. On the roads, Ballaghourne Road in London's closed to vehicles between the junction with the A2 Douglas to Ramsey Road and the junction with the Bagode Road for road patching. Access is maintained for residents. A Newcastle Town Road by Anak has got three-way 24-hour lights for the construction of a new pedestrian crossing. In Castletown, Ellerslie Gardens and Maloo Street closed to vehicles between the junction with School Hill Avenue and the Crofts for drainage work. And also in Castletown, Westhill Avenue service lane closures for construction of new properties and highway works. In Ramsey, Stanley Mount East got some parking closures there for the restoration of the Queen's Pier by Queen's Promenade. Also, Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey, parking suspended for construction. And South Prom, the footways on east and west sides of the Prom are closed, and there's a parking suspension for the new lifeboat station they're building. Paul Rose Road is closed for the bridge replacement. And watch out on Douglas Promenade, by the way. If you haven't noticed, it's not finished yet.
Order your tyres online outright or with a payment plan at tyresformycar.co.uk and we'll come to you free during lockdown. Reduce contact. Beat the virus spread.
Could revolting ramblers change the face of Manx uplands? It's possible, claims an MHK, if footpaths and byways used for years are closed off to general use. Now, this follows action by a landowner in the Ingebrek and Carrigan areas, upset at the treatment of paths. In reply to questions from Daphne Kane, MHK, the minister, Tim Baker, told Tynwald that members that action is being taken.
It's been reported to the department that signs have been put up with the intention of preventing access to this area. The department is contacting the tenant and landowner to ask for the removal of the signs. This area of the hills is in private ownership and the path is not a formal public right of way. I can understand that the landowner or tenant may have erected the signs out of frustration over the public's treatment of the path. The department does have powers under the Highways Act 1986 to formalise the path, and discussions with the tenant and landowner are the first steps in this process. My officers will be making site visits and plan to meet the landowner and tenant on site now that the coronavirus restrictions have been removed. We would like to reach an agreement with the landowner to formalise a public right of way across the land. And if an agreement to do that cannot be reached, then the department may make a presumption that it is a highway under the Highways Act 1986. The department has confirmed the landowners' and tenants' addresses and written to them asking them to remove the signs in the first instance and requesting a meeting with the department's officers. The Section 88 of the Highways Act 1986 is very clear about the presumption of dedication of a highway. There has been a path over this land for some time and probably substantially for more than 21 years.
If the Minister and the department fails to protect the public interest in this matter, it will increase pressure for a right to roam legislation that we don't have. We have marked paths over upland areas. But actually, if the walkers, if the ramblers start revolting and demanding right to roam legislation, I think that would change forever the landscape of the island. So I would urge the Minister to look at this on a more general level.
The new components and materials required for the works were dispatched from the manufacturer Polin in Turkey and received on island prior to Christmas.
That's the word of Dr. Allinson, the Education, Sport and Culture Minister. There appears to be a light at the end of the tunnel for the flume situation at the NSC. This morning, Dr. Allinson gave the update. Yes, materials have arrived on the Isle of Man.
Positive dialogue has continued with the contractors to ensure that the work will progress as soon as possible. However, due to the continued impact of the COVID pandemic, this has meant that the modification works have not yet been able to start. Scaffolding access to the flume stair tower and platform is being erected this week. I'm pleased to confirm that we've now secured the services of the specialist contractor undertaking the remedial works to attend from the 25th of April, subject to travel exemptions being approved, with their work on the project expected to take 5 weeks. Thereafter, it is anticipated that the necessary works to complete the overall NSC pool project and prepare for a full reopening will take a further 7 weeks. We are aiming to have the whole NSC pool facility back in operation in time for the school summer holidays. This is dependent on the project completion timetable remaining on schedule.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio for this edition of Update. It's 6 minutes before six. Now, the vast majority of football fans have reacted, not positively, shall we say, to the proposed European Super League. Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur have been named as part of the 12 founding clubs. Manx Radio's football correspondent Tony Mappam is a lifelong Arsenal fan. His view?
People are just sitting back and reading all about it just to see what implications it's going to have, Tim, but as you know, you're a Leeds fan and you're doing very well. I'm an Arsenal fan, and I wouldn't want it to happen. Certainly not. We're rebuilding, and certainly something like this, all it's going to do is make, I think, the bigger clubs richer and the clubs who are so, so important for football, as your mid-tables and even your lower-table teams, are going to be penalised once again for pure greed, and rich people want to get richer.
A lot's being made that this is down to the owners of these football clubs, and particularly the American owners, because it's very much an American concept, a franchise.
Yeah, it could be, and I'm not against change, Tim. If it's for the better of the game, then fine. But, I know clubs are a business. I think even on the Isle of Man, clubs have had to sort of put their business hats on because a lot of them have got great grounds, great facilities, and they've got to be paid. But, more money's got to filter through to grassroots football. And here we are, some big clubs in the UK. And some of them aren't, Tim, let's be fair. I'm an Arsenal fan. How have they got the opportunity to get in there on their present form and their form over the last few years? Beggars belief, to be honest with you.
Well, we'll see what happens with that European Super League. Perhaps you have a thought. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley and producer Tim Glover. I'm Andy Wint. Update returns tomorrow night, 5:30. And by the way, the stories you've heard on this update and many more Manx news stories and interviews and podcasts available at manxradio.com and via the Manx Radio app, free of charge. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel.
WINT. Don't miss this amazing new boiler offer from Manx Gas. Replace your old boiler with a brand new boiler with smartphone control that keeps you in control of your home heating wherever you are, all for just £30 per month with 5 years interest-free credit. For comfort and smartphone control, get a brand new boiler now from Manx Gas. Call 644444 for details or visit manxgas.com. Terms and conditions apply. Quayside Tyres and Service Centre are pleased to announce their expansion with the island's only brand new solely dedicated service centre for electric and hybrid vehicles, kitted out to the latest EVRA regulations. Book your vehicle in for a full service or an annual check with our fully qualified City and Guilds technicians. Enjoy an electric car experience and book an electric courtesy car available while any vehicle is being serviced. The future is electric. The future is
right now, across the island and beyond, people are searching for their happy, that plum property they've always wanted. And now, it's easier than ever for them to find yours. Plum Properties have become the first estate agent on the island to join Rightmove, the platform that will get your home noticed by thousands more potential buyers. With demand for island homes soaring, it's the perfect time for you to make the right move. So visit plumproperties.im or call 820600 and make your home a plum property.
With Sure, you can share your unlimited data calls and texts. Get one of our new sharer plans and you can share your unlimited data calls and texts with up to 4 members of your household from just £12 extra per person per month, and with everything itemised and showing on one simple bill too. Switch to Sure to save or upgrade your account and start saving more from today. To find out more, pop in store today or visit sure.com. That's sure.com, and remember, you'll always get more from Sure.
As we reflect on the year gone by, Harding Lewis would like to say how proud we are to support and advise local businesses. Being there for our clients to guide them through these challenging times has been rewarding and has strengthened our commitment to offer the highest level of service to the community. If you want to face the future with an experienced firm of chartered accountants as your business partner, visit hardinglewis.com or check out our Facebook page. See more, do more, together.
It's okay to feel down sometimes. It's okay to be anxious and worried. And it's okay to get help when you do. We all need to talk about our mental health openly and honestly. Often talking's enough, but it can also be the first step to finding the right help and support. So if you're worried about someone, all you have to do is say 3 little words.
Are you okay?
Visit ruok.gov.im for help and advice. And let's get talking.
Coming up, it's another winning weekend on Manx Radio, and this time we could be sending you to see Shrek the Musical at the Gaiety Theatre. The show, postponed from lockdown, is presented by Douglas Choral Union and is on from the 1st to the 7th of May. We've got tickets to give away across Saturday and Sunday. Just listen out on both days for the window of opportunity to open for your chance to win. And for more details about the show, go to villagaiety.com. Shrek the Musical is supported by Manx Radio.
Will you still wear your mask and keep your distance at ShopRite? Think so for some, no for others. Please respect each other's right to choose. ShopRite, proudly locally owned.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man, on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is